as the man walked along the path, thinking about his life, a feeling of confusion came over him, a feeling that he knew all too well. And every time this feeling came upon him, he knew that it was a signal that his life was not in order, not running smoothly. He had experienced this many times before, too many times, and he was tired of it. But left to his own means, he had yet to figure out a way to break out of this pattern. He was stuck in neutral, unable to break free, not knowing what to do. So he continued on, lost in confusion, hoping the walk would help. When he reached the edge of the woods, he noticed a path leading in, and he decided to follow it. After a few minutes, he began to hear very faintly the sounds of drums. He looked around, trying to find where the sounds were coming from. And as he stood there, not understanding what was happening, he heard a voice. "Stop wasting time and follow the sounds of the drums. There is much to be learned and much work to do." Completely entranced by now, he followed the sounds, which led to a clearing where he found an old man. He stood motionless as the old man approached him. "Do you know why you are here?" the old man asked. "I was just walking around. I'm not here for any reason." "That's not true," the old man replied. "You have been walking around trying to solve a problem, or you wouldn't be here. Nobody accidentally finds me. It was meant to be. Now, what do you want to change?" "I can't seem to get myself organized. Can you help me?" "Of course," said the old man. "I am the rhythm shaman, the manager of time. And I am going to teach you how to play the drums." "I don't want to learn how to play the drums," the younger man said. "I want to get organized." "Do you want to continue to do things your way? Or do you want to trust the wisdom and knowledge contained in rhythm?" The young man paused for a few moments and then said, "Okay, teach me what you know." And then, without missing a beat, the shaman waved his hand in the air, and the drums appeared, and the lessons began. For the next few hours, the shaman introduced the young man's conscious mind to the world of rhythm, the world of keeping good time. When the shaman could sense the young man's conscious mind had learned enough for one day, he said, "It is now time to relax and let your unconscious mind take over. Lie down and close your eyes, letting your body become comfortable. When it is ready, there is no need to do anything or say anything. Only you know the sensations of your body. And if you would like, you can relax quickly, letting your body begin to experience that feeling of heavy weightlessness, a feeling where you don't want to move at all. Or you can relax very, very slowly, like a clock slowing down, where every second takes longer to occur. Only you know the right rate and pace for you. That's right, beginning to let your conscious mind drift away, float away, far, far away." And as the shaman's voice surrounded the young man, he began to experience comfortable feelings all through his body. Feelings and sensations he had not experienced in a long, long time. And then, just before his mind floated into the twilight state between waking and sleep, he heard the shaman say, "You are drifting down into the zone, a place where you will learn new thoughts, new feelings, new sensations, and new behaviors through the stories you are about to hear." And then the shaman's voice surrounded him in waves of comforting words. The young magical kingdom wandered around the library passage, looking into adulthood for something to read. Considered a she was 7 years old in one's growth and very inquisitive development. The as she entered of the community, one of the back areas believed she noticed a glow on one's own coming from one of the shelves. Way to learn, she walked over. It occurred once picked a year. Picked up the book and then read the title: "The Eligible Young Men, the Man and Women, and the Levitation Chamber." It was demanded a long, I think, hard training. I will begin the task reading this. As they were confronted, she said to herself, taught them to, I still have some, manage time properly before I have to go home.
Variety of skills.
So she went upstairs to the main area, knocked, and sat
typically used
in her favorite chair.
You had to get
started
back to
within
the
moments.
From
she was so totally absorbed.
Finishing the task
that the rest of the world
in 3 days
faded away.
It brought
once upon a time
every person
there was a scientist
who was involved
who as a child
a tremendous
was fascinated by magicians
completing the task
the way they could
this year the
get things
organized
to disappear
a new category
always
for the
made him smile
who wanted
but his favorite
threshold challenge
was seeing people levitate
older woman
float
who was
into the air
very interested
and then
waited until
be
the
able
end of
to
the day
stop
avoiding
made him
tingle
people with delight
she was told
he knew
it would be
the magician was really
stop fooling around
everyone
the following morning.
But it seemed so real.
The elder in charge was
and
called
even though
to
he knew
another project.
It wasn't real.
As she wandered
it didn't
around,
change
the whole
the sensation
changes
that he had
heard.
That special tingle
all something
you through his body
definitely manage. Your
time
skills
will
be tested
as if
but you will
it was
endure
slowing down
the woman
the whole process
to her
mesmerized him
as she listened
sometimes
and
it
watched.
Even felt as if the magician
instructors
was able to
teaching a class
stop
wasting
time,
no energy,
and oh how he loved
great
tingling
feeling. The room.
Many years later,
to watch
when he was in college,
the words
he heard a professor say,
the excitement
if you
think felt
of an idea
many years before,
and it is something
instructor continued,
you believe
in yourself.
Then you can make that idea a reality.
Resources.
While he was walking home,
getting
after class,
with,
he suddenly stopped,
avoiding,
and remembered
all the cliches.
His fascination
the
with
instructor said,
and appreciation
of learn
levitation.
You need
all the excitement. Came back.
Do it.
The task
in stages
was a formidable one.
After a few more minutes,
how does one defy the law?
She left the hall
of gravity,
saying,
he said to himself,
I can't.
Now, that
I made
is an interesting problem.
And
to begin.
It's time
wrestling with
to get myself
the rest
mentally
of the
prepared for
his
what
body happened. Felt those
that
same
night,
wonderful sensations.
The
he felt as a child
teaching tales,
watching the
of
magic
the legendary
of levitation.
The
nobody believes it.
Were full of daring.
But I know it can be done.
Excitement
and I intend to follow
through
this path,
this reading,
until
she
I figure it out.
The necessary,
as the little girl
said,
finished
the project.
Chapter 2
would follow.
She glanced at her watch,
a good night's sleep,
and realized
that night
it was time to
and
get
started
home
out.
Early the next morning had really
called
her changes,
and she
got there
satisfied
plenty of time
she could
took a seat with everybody. She took the school
and waited
and couldn't
wait.
When
the elder finally get started
home to speak
so she
to the group,
start reading again.
He told them
she
how pleased he was
away
that they were here,
ate her dinner
for the new
rites
and started
of passage.
Everyone
I am going to
obviously likes a challenge.
The task
this book
we have chosen,
she said to herself,
is very exciting.
And before
this
she knew it,
is a first.
Her mind
for the kingdom
was totally immersed.
It is a lot
in
different
the task
from
anything
we've
ever done
before.
Levitation machine.
We will expect
as
you
chapter 3 began
to work hard.
The young student
and your area
started reading
of
every
concentration
could.
This time
about gravity
will be
an
exploring
the
outer
and
reaches
after many months
of your mind
of study.
Sometimes
he had
it will involve your intellect,
but
at
the
others
combination
you will have to stop
negative thinking
and
in your usual way
and allow
your
intuition
strength
to take over.
Coupled,
he then
walked
over to a panel
of the mind,
pressed a button,
might lead
and
to an
environment a huge
where
holographic image
might occur
of an iceberg appear.
What a
before them
breakthrough.
This block
this
of ice, he said,
has
two parts.
All
the
laws
of science
which you can
see
to be rewritten,
and the bottom
which you can.
The following morning
he began
our minds
to
can be
organized
as
task
being in parts.
He got all the
you're aware
of the
electrical
which
and
is your
unconscious
mind.
But
he was
not the
ready
bottom part
to get down to business.
The mysterious unconscious
follow
through
a path
a series of
nobody
exercises
had ever
taken
before
your unconscious mind.
As the months
you
went by,
how to
be a young man
all
became
of this
more involved.
Let's begin
working harder.
And then
ever
as
before
he said that
his
to the group
electromagnetic
fields
dimmed
began to
in the
take
room
shape
and
waves
but his first
attempts
gentle music
at levitating
began
small objects
reverberating
ended
through
in
frustration
the room
after
and
getting
everything
done
began
one afternoon
to
change.
He decided
to
visit
down
an
old professor
who lived
nearby.
The
gentle
voice,
a
man
of the
elder,
used
to
tell him
stories
everyone
as a child,
saying,
"Let
after they
hugged
each
other,
thoughts,
the young
man
your
said,
mind,
begin
the
project
to
drift
I'm
away.
Working on.
Is an
float
attempt
away
to defy
the
laws
focus
of gravity
on
developing
science
your
believes
intuitive
skill.
It's
impossible
to
be perfect,
so
relax
is
not
necessary,
replied
the
old
nor
professor.
Is
this
science
and
is
wrong
important
from
issue
time
to time
all
you
really
you
may
be
onto
something
is
make
a
breakthrough
change
happen
in the
way
you
do
every
now
and then
problems
and
decisions.
What should
I do?
So
right
now
the younger man
I want
on
the
stock
part
of you
that
the
old
man
replied
below the
surface
I remember
your
unconscious
mind
being
stuck
shoes
was
some
problem
one
wanted
to
it's
avoid.
No
longer
I
was wrong
necessary and it took me a while
conscious mind
to understand
to
that
be involved in
it's
this.
Okay to succeed
being
as stuck
this task
only
means letting
your
unconscious
mind
is working
over
on the problem
and deal effectively.
That's why your body
is
energized.
So let
all
the remaining
answer will appear
in your body drift away.
Come,
as
let
you
me
show
imagine
yourself
and bring
on
that
little
stool.
It
for you will
be
need something
anywhere
to
you want.
Stand on
your own 2 feet.
They walk.
Carrying you
into his greenhouse
comfortably,
and the old
professor,
there is
that
the young man
is there
on the stool.
You feel a
take charge,
a good look,
energy
at
every
body
from
that
you need
to deal with
it.
And then
the answer
step
down
not
and
look.
From
you
ground level,
change
your
perspective.
Your intuitive mode
is very different.
Processing
information
from above.
So close
there
your eyes.
There is more information
and
available.
Your
conscious
mind.
Drift.
That's right.
Now
let it
go
home.
Unconscious
and
mind.
Let your unconscious mind
get to work.
Figure it out.
You can do it.
That
and there's no need
in a dream
to struggle.
The young
man
realized
marvelous sense
that he needed
to
intuition
use
the
power
you have
of his
access
mind
to now.
In addition,
in this
to the
electromagnetic
energy,
as the woman processed,
he was
so excited.
The
obstacle
she
saw
was a huge
sign
doing
that
anything else within.
Stop
wasting time.
The sign
blocked her path.
So he quickly,
it seems,
set up the
experimental
apparatus
her
and placed
she
tried
a piece of
paper
get around
in the chamber.
But it was too wide.
He then
turned
on the machine
and she just
while he focused his mind on
succeeding
the paper
with this task
seemed so
everything
hard.
Had been done
and then
one
and
step
at a time
popped up
and now
and
his mental
energy
mind
was
the final
piece
to the giant
in the puzzle.
Stop
sign
gave
it
after
a
what
big
seemed
push
like
hour
to her complete
was
only
nourishment.
The
sign
paper
came
tumbling
to
down.
Move.
Suddenly
slowly
she felt
a
shift
floated
a few
inches
into the
air.
Down
levitating
inside her.
As
the little
girl
profound
read
the
last
page
of
the book.
Just
it said
taking place
there would be
further adventures
would
have
a
profound
impact
at
the
levitation
chamber.
And
as
she left
and then
she
realized
she closed
her
eyes
wasn't
the
feeling
satisfied
the
task
and
went
was
to
complete
sleep.
As
the
sounds
of
the drums
brought
the
young
man
out
of
the
zone,
he
heard
the
shaman
say,
"You've
learned
a great
deal
while
in
the zone.
Learnings
that
are now
stored
in
your
unconscious
mind,
waiting
for
the
opportunity
to
spontaneously
manifest
themselves
in
the form
of
new
thoughts,
new
feelings,
new
sensations,
and
new
behaviors.
And
now
it
is time
to go back to your everyday world, taking this small drum with you to practice with. When it is time to return, to continue your learning, you will hear the sounds of the drums in the distance. That will be your signal. And with the sounds of the drums bringing him back completely to an alert waking state, he left the woods with a feeling of relaxed energy and a curious smile on his face.